This is CBSI and the World. Judy Dempsey's here. I'm John Batchelor. Judy is guiding me through the very sophisticated regrets and ambitions of the European Union. We come now to a puzzle. When I saw it, I thought, now this is a plot. But it happened within these last hours, a headline. Merkel, you will recall, Ms. Merkel was Chancellor of all Germany for more than a decade, actually 15 or 16 years. Merkel, Poland and Baltics partly responsible for Ukraine invasion. This is a headline in London. Subhead, former German Chancellor claims the country's opposition to negotiations with Moscow fueled Russian aggression. Judy, does this make any sense? Were you expecting this? Has Merkel talked like this before?
No. And it is quite shocked the Baltic states and Poland and indeed the Ukrainians. And as it just what she's really saying is that the kind of opposition by the Baltic states and Poland to having talks with Putin when he after 2022, just before they opposed it because they knew it wouldn't lead to anything. But now Merkel is saying actually they are partly to blame for Russia's aggression and invasion of Ukraine. It's an curious logic, frankly, because Merkel knew already by the late 2019, 2020, 2021, that actually Vladimir Putin couldn't be trusted. She had tried, when Russia first invaded eastern Ukraine, to mediate along with France. It was called the Minsk negotiations between Ukraine, Russia, France and Germany, and they didn't lead anywhere. So then she said that in June 2021, since that so-called Minsk agreement was going nowhere, she wanted to try to get a new format where with the European Union could talk directly with Putin. Well, first of all, Putin doesn't like the European Union, and the Poles and the Baltic states were having none of this because they felt this would legitimate Putin.
So regarding Merkel, is this a boost, a blow, nothing to Merz? He leads the party she led.
Merz has taken a very, very tough stance towards Russia, and he has been going out of his way to support Ukraine, and also he's actually boosted Germany's defense, security, intelligence. He's extremely worried about the Russian drone attacks on supervision of infrastructure in Norway and Denmark and in Germany, indeed, and in other countries. He's got no illusions. But the fact that Merkel says this now, at a time when President Putin is escalating, it is an enormous puzzle.
You know, there's the image of Barack Obama in the summer of 2008, traveling to Berlin and making a speech to a very large gathering with Ms. Merkel's privilege. She extended an invitation to him. And that was seen to establish the foreign policy credentials of a man who had only been in the Senate less than 2 years. It's a puzzle now who she was then, who she is now. I understand she grew up in the East German ambiance, and she spoke easily, casually German with Mr. Putin when he was traveling in Germany. So she's a major personality when it comes to the decisions of the 21st century. But this remark suggests there are shadows there, Judy, but we don't have time to explore because we need to go to the Copenhagen meeting. You already brought it up. Merz is concerned about the drone probes. I believe there was one within these last hours at the Copenhagen airport.
Yes.
Yes, well, so they're no longer limiting themselves just to the frontier to tease the Latvians and the Finns.
No.
All right, and the meeting in Copenhagen was an emergency meeting. I'm going to be positive here. The emergency meeting attended even by Sanchez. I had that detail last night. I didn't know he was there. Along with Meloni of Italy, Macron of France, Merz of Germany. Ruti was there for representing NATO.
Of course.
Von der Leyen did not attend, but she did phone in. All of the majors. Mm-hmm. What was significant to me, Judy, no mention of U.S. leadership or blaming Donald Trump for not showing up. Is this a positive sign that Europe's ready to take charge of its own defense?
Well, it's a good sign that they're just not complaining that President Trump isn't there. What we don't know, John, if there's some kind of behind-the-scenes invitations to very senior military personnel who are based in some of the bases still in Germany and indeed in Poland. This is the first thing. Secondly, it is a good sign that they're all meeting, as you say, but they are not prepared. Neither is NATO prepared without the United States. Without the United States, the Europeans cannot get their security together quickly. They can do it over time, some say 5 years, some say 10 years. It depends if they're willing to pull together, to unite over armaments, over contracts, instead of bickering over who gets this contract, who gets that contract. The drone escalation has really, really worried the Europeans, both the EU, but especially the NATO members of Europe, because Putin is testing their unity and trying to understand how vulnerable they are. And NATO doesn't want to be rattled. The Europeans, the European caucus inside NATO don't want to be rattled. They want to go with a show of force in Copenhagen. And it's very good that all the member states are there discussing something so, so critical for the infrastructure, for the underground water cables, for nuclear energy. You name it, these drones are surveying everything.
There are drone factories in Russia. They're within reach of what is called a Tomahawk missile. Is that a discussion in Germany? Those Tomahawks are part of the discussion in Washington.
No, not yet. What is now being discussed in Germany is what Chancellor Merz said recently. We are not at war, but nor are we at peace now. So this is a big turnaround by Germany. Okay. And certainly Merz is taking the lead with, of course, a very weakened Macron, but is doing what he can. And the Dutch head of NATO, Mark Rutte, is very forceful. So are the Poles, so are the Baltic states. But rhetoric is fine, but it needs action. And the fact that there's different drone systems that are not interoperable, that they can work with each other and with engineers. This is another big deficiency of European defence, that it cannot be coordinated in sharing the equipment and the command and leadership of these systems.
The Prime Minister of Denmark is Mette Frederiksen. I do not know her. Was it significant that she called the meeting in Copenhagen? Is that a conversion of a person?
Oh, of course. It's very significant because Denmark is actually chairing what's called the EU rotating presidency that represents all the member states. Denmark is super efficient on defence, on security and intelligence, and they're helping Ukraine so much. They've always had a testy relationship with Putin over the last 10 or 15 years. But Denmark wants to use its presidency to put defence at top of the agenda and get the sense of urgency right behind it.
Urgency, is that the same as alarm? Are they spooked? We have 30 seconds.
It's urgency. Of course, everybody is now beginning to think this is frightening, but this is a sense of urgency, and they really have to take action as soon as possible to protect the skies, their territory, the infrastructure. This is what's at stake now, the actual security of Europe.
Not at war, not at peace. Judy Dempsey, Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, a senior scholar. She's based in Berlin.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,